State lawmakers peppered Governor Cuomo's health commissioner, Dr. Nirav Shah, with questions about an ongoing health review on hydrofracking, which critics say has proceeded in near secrecy. Assemblywoman Linda Rosenthal from Manhattan's Upper West Side asked Dr. Shah what he's been doing since the review was announced a year and a half ago.
Can you describe how that process has been going on in your office? Like, who's assigned to it? How many people are assigned to it? What is the scope of their investigation?
Shah answered that he's been looking at hundreds of studies.
And we're starting to put together our understanding across all areas of health. What does high-volume hydrofracking impact? And if it does, how do you mitigate it? What do you do with it?
The health commissioner did not offer details of the number of staff involved in the review. He says it varies between several dozen and half a dozen employees. And Shah says he's not ready to share publicly a progress report with New Yorkers.
There are, for example, large studies coming out from the feds on water impacts related to health. When there is a tipping point of data that can point you one way or another, my report will be ready. As of today, there is no tipping point.
Assemblywoman Ellen Jaffe of the Hudson Valley told Shah that holding a public forum on the ongoing review would give the community more confidence in the process.
That has more transparency in terms of the public providing their responses, experts in the field, scientists, physicians.
The health commissioner, who in the past has said that science needs to be done in a sacred place in order to preserve objectivity, says it would not be productive to make his work public now.
I'm not prepared yet to share that or start that conversation today in a forum that will just add to confusion and will distract from the work that is going on.
Afterward, Assemblywoman Rosenthal says she was frustrated by the lack of details.
The reason I asked him the questions is because a lot of people want to know the status of the report. What are they studying? You know, who's studying it? There's a cloak of darkness around the entire health study.
Anti-fracking activists who attended the hearing say they are encouraged by Shah's answers. John Armstrong with Frack Action says if the health commissioner is really looking at hundreds of studies, he can eventually reach only one conclusion.
We're confident that if you look at all of those hundreds of studies, you can come to no other conclusion than that fracking must not go forward in New York State because it would impact our health.
Supporters of natural gas drilling say the health commissioner is stalling at the request of Governor Cuomo for political reasons. Dr. Shah denies that.
I don't see myself as delaying the study. I see myself as conducting the study, the review, in real time.
Shah says once he is finished with the review, everyone will be able to see it and to judge its conclusions. Governor Cuomo, who's facing re-election in November, has said Dr. Shah's health review may not be finished before then. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.